Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, the transgender issue has reached the Supreme Court, and yesterday, in a sort of a surprise move, the High Court decided to put a stay on a case involving a young woman who identifies as a man in Gloucester County, Virginia, wants to use the boys' restrooms and had been given permission to do that. And the case was appealed by a Virginia school board. It's being taken up by the Supreme Court. And basically what they said is, well, in the fall, we're going to take up this case. And in the meantime, this girl who identifies as a boy cannot use the boys' restroom. Now, this is an issue that is being discussed in a lot of school districts around the country. Fairfax County, it gets very emotional over in Fairfax County when they start to talk about this. This is what happened.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. It's not your turn.
Keep away from my kids. Human rights for our children. My God.
Yeah, that's just a little sample of how it got in Fairfax County. Joining us on the line right now, Fairfax County Public School Board member Elizabeth Schultz. Elizabeth, what does this stay mean? I mean, apparently the case is there's an indication that Justice Breyer, who sided with the conservatives in the court in this 5-3 order, does not necessarily agree with the school board who wants to appeal. Did it as a courtesy, but how do you view this?
Well, first of all, good morning, Brian and Larry. It's nice to talk to you again. I hate that we're always talking about this subject, but
wow, she hated it so much she was just going to
die with it. You know what I really hate? I hate it when phone lines go dead like that.
It happens. We'll connect again with her.
Yeah, give her just a minute. But I mean, it's a very interesting case. And by the way, Justice Breyer, in doing so, he said it was a courtesy that he was going to go along with the conservatives in the case, that he didn't necessarily agree with the facts as presented by the school board downstate from this downstate Virginia.
Right.
But they did it as a courtesy. And but it does suggest that four members of the court right now are definitely have some concerns about this case.
Well, or at least are willing to grant the stay until they can see all of the details
and
hear all the legal arguments. Let's be very clear here. This is not a Supreme Court decision.
No.
This is just a temporary stay
right,
until they, and they will hear something about this, and they will hear it with a newly populated Supreme Court, depending on who the president is.
All right. Elizabeth Schultz is back on the line now. Elizabeth, you were saying?
Oh, yes. Good morning. So I was saying, I'm so sorry that we always talk about this issue, but it indicates the level of interest this has, not just for Fairfax, not just for the Commonwealth of Virginia, but really this is what the nation is facing at this point, is what is the basis for this in law? What is the basis for this in medicine? And what this stay means is that our recent decision in Fairfax County, and it was a struggle to get to this after 16 months, to put off any systemic regulations that enforce the Obama administration's Dear Colleague letter to say, you know, it's open access to hotel rooms, to athletic teams, to locker rooms, to bathrooms, that there are very serious legal questions that have to be decided before we embrace this. And, you know, yesterday there's a brand new press release that just came out from the American College of Pediatricians that says, look, this rush, this fad to embrace gender dysphoria is something that has not been vetted with the medical community, and it is very dangerous. You are talking about implementing sterility in pre-puberty children across the United States by going this route, and we have to be extraordinarily careful and thoughtful about stuff like this. So I think that, the November election has just become all the more important, as if it wasn't important enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you see how important the Supreme Court can be, and this is something that's going to reach into every family, every community across the United States when this decision is brought up with the Supreme Court this coming spring. But in the meantime, for Virginians, you know, we roll back to before the Fourth Circuit, and I think we get some stability, and a pause button has been pushed, and it's a very good thing.
So let me ask you something, Elizabeth Schultz, because I abhor the idea of Washington, D.C. making a sweeping policy, but with threat of you know, federal funding being ripped away and whatever other Justice Department looming over you for every single school district and every other school for the rest of from coast to coast. I think that's wrong, and I'm against it completely. That being said, I think these things, with our wisdom and with our own brains, can be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. So let me ask you, in this case, if this case, this individual case, were before you as a school board member, and this woman, this young woman who clearly does identify as a man, and she has gone through many processes. If you see a picture of her, she's clearly taking some hormone treatment and stuff. What is the harm on an individual basis? What is the harm with this woman using the male facilities at a public school? I'm not talking about everyone and anyone. I'm talking about in this individual case.
Well, that's exactly the way that school boards should address this. But the underlying question of, you know, can we meet an individual's needs in assessing the safety and the risk to all students in a particular building, in a particular facility, is something that should be decided at the local level. And when you try to get a cookie-cutter approach that has at its core a political agenda that is driven by a particular administration, activist judges, that is where the real danger comes in. And that school board in one Virginia jurisdiction, and remember, there are 14,000 school districts across the United States, and there's 90,000 school board members. So who's closer to the safety and security of children in a school building, and we're talking vastly minor children in a school building, than the local school board members and the local administrators and educators? That's where the decisions need to be made. And throwing off the yoke of a oppressive federal government overreach is at the heart of this. And, you know, I hate that we're all weighted with bated breath with what happens with SCOTUS on this case this coming spring. But, you know, we've still got 21 federal or 21 states across the United States in a federal jurisdiction lawsuit against the United States, against the federal government over this Dear Colleague letter. You have the HB2 case in North Carolina. So this is going to, unfortunately, be settled in the courts and taken out of the hands of local school board members.
All right. And do I get a sense that things have slowed down in Fairfax County on this issue? I mean, that's what I'm hearing from you.
Well, what we've done is we made the decision after wrangling with this for 16 months that the Supreme Court just initialed to us, which is we're going to handle things on a one-by-one basis unless and until there is some kind of legal clarity, because right now it's about as clear as mud on the legal front.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Elizabeth Schultz, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.